Very good evening, it's Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, April the 16th, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Mina President Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the role that women played during the liberation struggle and also on the status of women post-independence. What has happened 35 years later? What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 490, on the 909 medium wave frequency, and on the 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women out there, Thursday is your day. Don't forget.
Sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
If you look at the history of our government since independence, we have had aid of two or three women from Ghana who have made it into cabinet. So, out of the thousands of women who went to war, only 23 who have made it into cabinet. What does that tell you? And in terms of even being ambassadors, only just being ambassadors or permanent secretaries or any other proposition, how many have we had out of the lot of women who went into the struggle? If one was to carry out a study, it is insignificant. And then of the women in influential positions, did not do much as well in order to promote other women. If they actually discovered that there's potential in Irene Zindi, they would want to try and crush you before you even rise to the next step, let alone for that particular influential woman to promote you. When we talk about women policies, that woman of influence would actually view you like you're a man, would rather promote men at your expense than promoting you as a woman, because they don't want competition. They see you as competitors, and that's one thing they don't want. So what they would want to do is to make sure that they crush you and forget about you before you even rise, if there's potential in you. To be honest with you, a panel forum, proper forum discussion is with Madzimai ngaati mudziri mumusangano medu hapana. Zvinongotaurwa generally. Vasinei nechekuita nezvehondo yachona ndivo vanosimudzirwa. Asi vamwe madzimai vane chekuita nehondo vakanga vaakuitirwawo zvetiri kutaura izvi. Unoona varivewa pamusoro kupopota kuti inini ndakaenda kuhondo ini and inini ndakaita basa rakati 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 rakati. Saka handiitwe zvandiri kuitwa izvi nemunhu asina kumboenda kuhondo. Asi the same woman achiitira vamwe vake madzimai haangainawo futi kuhondo, yangova yenzvake nzvake. Ende vamwe vachona vakationa kuti mukadzi nhingi nemukadzi nhingi vane potential, vanobva vavatora competitor.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the upcoming independence celebration and also looking at the status of women 35 years down the line. Has it changed? What are your views?
Although women actually fought alongside men in the Liberation War, some former Liberation War heroes or sheroes say that after returning from the battle from patriarchy seems to be ruling with women not being given the same opportunities as men, Marvelous.
But PJ, some women actually see the situation very differently. They say that despite the government's slow pace in promoting women's rights, there are a few inroads that have been made, especially in the education sector, which is now giving women more access to decision-making positions. But we want to hear from all the women out there. What are your views on the issue?
Let's hear more from different women on their views on the status of women 35 years after independence.
Yes, PJ, while we wait to hear from the women, we can just talk about the celebrations themselves. It seems women are saying totally different views. Some are saying that, you know, for them, nothing has changed. The current political situation has not changed. The economic situation has not changed. But for some, they say it's different. So let's hear from the women.
Independence of Zimbabwe, we've seen most women being empowered into different sectors. For example, we can look at the 50-50 equality. We now have women who are now at the top offices. We now have women getting opportunities to go to school, being involved in business, being involved in different aspects where it was difficult for women to venture in, but now they are also able to compete with men.
I think the government so far has done quite well by accommodating women in policy-making issues, irregardless of the patriarchal system where women's place was only in the kitchen.
Yeah, the government is trying, but it hasn't reached the 50-50 proportion. If you look at the number of women in parliament, it's almost there, but the government must keep on employing women on jobs that need top management.
Empowerment has done a lot of achievements to the women. Like myself, I just started as a journalist. And right now, I'm a regional manager for the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce. I did not just jump to this position. It was because of my education. Then the government's empowerment for women also urged me to continue doing whatever I'm doing. Because of the empowerment, women are no longer scared of going to school, being employed, doing their own businesses. Even if you look at the cross-border issue, most of the cross-borders are women, and they are doing a lot to the economy of our country. And I urge all women not to hesitate to go to school or to look for a job. And I'm here as a woman, as a regional manager, and I'm not scared.
Leyo-ke bekuyimicabango kumbe imbono yabesifazane abehlukeneyo ngaleli langa lapho iZimbabwe eyathola khona uzibuse. Kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo owe-Studio 7. Sikuhlelo-ke asiyihluzeni bomama ku-Live Talk. Lapho-ke esikhuluma ngendima eyaphathwa ngabesifazane lapho kuliwa impi yenkululeko, lalapho indima abayasebeyiphethe ngemva kukazibuse ngemva kweminyaka engamashumi amahlanu. Sibona sifuna ukukhangela intuthuko, sihlaziye lokuthi bayananzwa na abesifazane ngemva kokulwa impi yenkululeko bebambene labesilisa. Siyawanikwa na amathuba afanayo njengalokho esasikulwela empini yenkululeko. Kodwa ke singakangeni kulabo esilabo kuhlelo lamhlanje, wothani sizwe imbono yabanye esabagcindezelayo sabarekoda bekhuluma ngembali yabo empini yenkululeko abangabesifazane.
Independence yisigaba esinye sithi sikhululekile, abathi bakhululekile, thina sikhululekanga. Mina njengami noMrs. Mabheni, kodwa nxa ngikhangele independence ngo-1881-82 yayimnandi ngoba sasisuka kuzibuse, izinto zonke zikhona, sisanda ukuthathela amabhunu, izimota zokuthwala ukudla, iziphala zigcwele, yonke into sasingakuzi noma singathini dlala kwakubuya masinya khonapho. So independence kusiyafika ku-83 yabanhle, kusuka ku-84 yayisimbi sokuchayana sokuthena sokubandlululwana. Mina independence angiyikholisisi ngoba ngangingithimbile. Sijibhula nabobhuti njalo futhi sijibhula nabobhuti, sithwala amanzi athisa siyasentabeni kanika amakhomrade ukugezisa, ukuchoba intwala, ukuthini, uku-ayina intwala, zonke lezana babe bahle. Yitho mama betheka izithwala bebuya lazo ebhesini incamakhe ukhomrade sebona ukuthi kunzima, uyathi sihambane njani enjaka kula mabhuru siyekhangela amabhuru ukuthi ami njani. Wena uyahamba ungenasikhali ungenani, nguwozuzawonkorora ombhobho esishi ecathini. So sithase sithathe sivusa thina sikhangelwanga ukuthi kulo sivido lo mgibha kulabo mama babephekela la namhlanje. Lokho kuyingangithithi 35 years thina singela lifa njani, sizubuhlungu kakhulu vela sifuna ukuzwa ngakho. Kodwa izani phezu sikuyo siyakhangela i-independence, abayibo abanesihlalo, yibo abadlayo abakholisayo.
Yonke into eyidingwa ngamaganda ngeganyeni babefika badinge bani? Umama. Ababethwala ukudla besiyabanika eganyeni kwakungumama. Kodwa i-benefit yabo khathesi sesizuze uzibuse njengelizwe, kangibona ukuthi omama babhenefitheni ngakho kangako. Ngoba even lasezikhundleni eziphezulu bayachiwa. Omama bavele bagcindezelwe kakhulu ngoba kakukho engingakubamba sibili ukuthi umama esingamnika i-example sithi thina ngulwana umama oyesempini ngoba baningi asiye mama wethu. Kodwa singazange sibabone sibephatheke ekukholiseni kokuba siselizwe lethu sesikuzibusa.
Ngayinde 14 years ngesikhathi sengasathathwa emakhaya siye esikolo. So ngasengikhapha ngasuka ngaya eBotswana, sasuka eBotswana sayendlwineni from eBotswana sathathwa ngendege sesikabezambia khona ngayo. Ikho lapho engisuke khona eZambia ngisethe e-training yempilo. Mina ngenza ukuthi ngingenele ngoba kwakulo mama umncane wami khonapho eyihambile empini naye. So ngenzela ukukungenela. So indawo kade sifika kuyo yayindawo ende from eZambia almost i-border ye-Angola. So ukuthi siphendukise kwakungayenzi, abagcina besithena khonapha sibancane. Sasiya about 4 phena labakhulu. Angizanga ngizisola. Ngazisola ngesikhathi sokubhonjwa kuphela. Wabhonjwa emfuthi esenkedilitseni ngomhlaka 19 October 1978.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa kuti kodzero dzemadzimai dziri kusimudzirwa here munyika, tichitarisa mhemberero yeIndependence yatakatarisana nayo nemugovera. Tichanzwazve kune mamwe madzimai akasiyana-siyana nemaonero avo tisati tapinda zvedu muchirongwa.
Ndiri kuzama hayo kunyango isati yanyatsosvika chaipo chaipo patiri kuda
zvirina nenye kuti pa mukatarisa pa House of Assembly members madzimai ariko even kuma senators madzimai ariko zvisati zvanyatsosvika chaipo chaipo patiri kuda asi hurumende iri kuzama.
Ini ndinongoti muchidimbu vakadzi ngava wewo vanokurudzirwa kupinda muma policy making issues ehurumende kuitira kuti awe anobatsira madzimai kuwe nepfungwa dzakatambanuka paku batsira hurumende pane zvese zvavanenge vachiita maringe nemabasa nemashandiro anoitwa muhurumende.
Chekutanga hurumende yakagona kusimudzira madzimai nekuti izvozvi zvichikunoti madzimai aroramba achienderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo, vamwe vakwanisa kuendawo kumabasa, vamwe vachipihwawo zvigaro zvaisonzi hazvitorwi nemadzimai, but ndoo pava kukwanisawo kukwana-kwana tikatarisa even structure mupolitics chaimo kuti madzimai akamirirawo vamwe vavo, nhamba yacho iri kudadisa. Nyangwe zvazvo tichikumbira kuti dai pagadziriswa pekuti panyaya dzematongerwo enyika apa vakuru varipo varume vega vega, hapana madzimai akaiswa. Saka dai vangogadziriswa ipapapo tono umwe anenge akamirira madzimai ari padanho repamusoro-soro.
Indingati kusumidzirwa kwakadzi chinhu chakanaka chaicho muZimbabwe, nekuti vazhinji vedu ini nditori regional manager pandiri panapa ndiri mukadzi, asi karitai this position ofanonga inichi ine murume, but kubudikidza neempowerment yatakapuwa negovernment kusumudzira vakadzi, vakadzi taukwanisa kuenda kuchikoro kusvika level yatodi yatoda, vakadzi taukwanisa kuenda kunotsvaka basa ratinoda, hatichatyi kuti ndo ndiri mukadzi because ndine maqualifications, ndine that empowerment yeeducation yandakapuwa negovernment, saka I can work anywhere. Toenda kucross border, vanoenda kunotenga zvinhu kunze kwenyika wakawandisa, enda vazhinji wacho navakadzi, ukaenda kumabhazi ari kuenda kusouth africa, ari kuenda kutanzania, ari kuenda kuchina, ari kuenda kupi, wakawandisa wai vakadzi.
Welcome again to the Women's Roundtable. We have a very full show today commemorating our independence and also looking at the status of women 35 years down the line. And we are lucky today. I think we have an independent present. We have an in-house guest, Chiedza Gadzirai, who's here in Washington on Atlas Core. Welcome to the studio, Chiedza.
Thank you very much, Marvelous, and happy independence to you.
Thank you. And she's one of the born free, but we also have our other guest, Honorable Paulina Mpariwa Gwanyanya, who's on the line. We have Mrs. Lucia Matibenga, who's on the line, and Mai Margaret Dongo, who is also on the line. So we are spoiled for choice today, PJ.
Yeah, sure.
But I think we'll start off with our young guest in the studio. You are a born free yourself. What would you say when you look at the status of women right now in Zimbabwe? Has it changed 34 years down the line?
Well, as a born free, I can say I was born after independence, but then I cannot say that I do not know what was happening before we attained our independence as Zimbabwe. And of course, the stories about women not having been able to cast their votes, mm-hmm. women were not able to buy houses unless they were married, women could not own land unless there was a signature of their husband. So I think on a positive note, from the stories that we've heard as we were growing up, things have really changed. I learned at a girls-only high school, and I could brag about that high school because it has churned out the best results in Zimbabwe. But it has not only been about O-level and A-level results. The women that have come from school have also gone on to do the best that they can with their education. So I think One positive thing that came from independence has really been promoting education, not
what
only for women.
That?
Well, I learned at Monte Cassino Girls High School, yes. So we really have had very good results as a school, and I would attribute it, well, we had a male headmaster who was very strict, mm-hmm. But he really helped us a lot as young girls. And I can also say from Monte Cassino, we had the first female pilot in Zimbabwe, Captain Mbilia Giovanni. So I learned at a school that promoted young girls not only to get educated but to be the best in whatever field that we wanted to get into. So having that background of education, it spurred us to be at a better level. And then we also have women.
Cheers, I think we'll have to make you hold for just sure. 1 minute so we can also take our outside guests. And we'll great. Start off on my Margaret Dongo. Muripo here parunare. Aiwa manzi wamusikana wechidiki ari kutaurawo iye maonero ake asi imi makarwa muhondo yerusununguko mungatisananguriro kuti muri kuona sei mikana iri kupiwa madzimai tichitarisa nezvazviri kuitika mazuva ano 35 years down the line.
Ichokwadi, maonero akasiyana ini semurwi werusununguko 35 years down the line.
Moti tauri sei mbijana, honorable, sorry. Moti tauri sei mbijana.
Ndati, inini se umu wakarwira rusununguko. Andisikumbunzwa kusununguka nekufara. Pamusana pekuti makore atirikutaura nezvavo awanda. 85. Haasi tiri makore kuti tirambe tichingokumbira kuti dai tiri kudzimadzimai taitirwa zvakati, taitirwa zvakati nezvakati. Taapa nguva yataita nhonga taakuti tatova pachinhanho chakafira kumusoro chaiko. Tichitarisa vamwe vanga varwe usununguko vamwe vangu madzimai vazhinji vachiri kutambura, vazhinji vasina kuwana mukana wechikoro nekuti pamusana pekuti pavakauya vakange vakura uyezve vakanga vashaikirwa nevabereki vavo pekutangira vakanga vasisina. Naizvozvo vamwe vanonzi vakawana mabasa asi ruzhinji haruna kuwana mabasa. Saka kana tichitaura nezvazvo zvinosiyana kumabone free vakava nerusununguko hungu rwekuti vakakwanisa kungati pachigadzirisa zvikoro vana vasikana vaakuenda kuchikoro zvakangofanana nevakomana asi hazvisirizvo chaizvo zviri kunyanya kuitika nekuti tine madropout akawanda evasikana anokonzerwa nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Dambudziko richiriko rekuti vana vazhinji vechisikana kunyanya mumaruva havasi kukwanisa kuenda kuzvikoro.
Tombokubatai muromo ipapo kuti zvingagadziriswe sei.
Kugadziriswa kwacho kunoda kuti isusu madzimai nana baba tionane semapartners, tionane sevanhu vakaenzana. Uyezve kana zvigaro zvichipiwa zvingava matongerwo enyika mungava mumaprivate sector kana kuti kupi zvorega kutarisa kuti mukadzire kana kuti murume. Ngapave panoiswa mukadzi ngapaiswewo murume. Nekuti dambudziko remurume nedambudziko remukadzi rakafanana.
Aiwa, tinotenda maidongo. Tombokubatai mbijana nekuti tinenge tine vanyarikani vakati wandei nhasi. PJ, tombotora mai Mativenga.
Nkosikazi Mativenga, siyakwamukela kuhlela. Kunjani khona ngapha ekhaya?
Hayi, ekhaya kukahle, indlala kuphela.
Yiyo ke indlala. Indlala, umnotho, konke yikho esifuna sikhulume ngakho namhlanje. Wena ke ngemva kweminyaka engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu sithole uzibuse. Ubona njani ke ukuthi intuthuko yabomama isikhona na? Njalo wena njengoba ungomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko ubona ngani kule ntuthuko na izithukuthuku zakho?
Engikubonayo mina yikuthi indaba yabomama, indaba yamakhosikazi, lokhe indaba eyinkinga.
akukalungeli litho ngitsho ekunyeni emaphepheni sesilapho ngikhuluma ngiseyizenze ngikhuluma lami njengo-MP owayekhona kwi-70 parliament sibhala isisekelo sombuso sifaka konke lokho okuthiwa yi-50-50 ama-zebra ini ukungenisa abantu ezikhundleni zombuso yelizwe kodwa kulokho kusemaphepheni akukabi yinto esesiyibambile qotho. So umumo lempilo yabafazi ilokhu iyinkinga kulokhu kuhlupha. Ungabona ngizwe abanye bekhuluma phambilini kwiprogramu yona le ukuthi ku-cross borders yabona abafazi ayebekhona ye ungakhangelisisa abafazi bona labo isithukuthuku swethi kuphela ngoba kuyasetshenzwa akuchithelwa mangamanga. Ayisizo zinto abazinika mahhara zizinto abazisebenzela gadalala. Thina sithi hhayi kufuneka lakho ukuthi sibone amakhosikazi esengena endaweni lapho ayakhomba khona ukuthi wena hambe uyosebenza laphana wena hambe uyosebenza laphana hatshi ukutshona siyithe esigijimayo.
Ye hayi ndiza kubamba ke umlomo khonapho ngithi lokhe ubambe ecingweni sixoxe uhlelo luze luyephela. Siyakubonga ngokuthatha lesi sikhathi ukuthi usiphathise. Marvelous.
Yes, PJ, I think we'll also take Honorable Pariwa Gwanyanya. I know you said your time is very limited today. You'd like to go to church. If you can also give us your view as a parliamentarian yourself, what are the strides that have been made to emancipate women's rights 35 years down the line?
Thank you, Marvelous. I'm glad and happy to join the rest of the nation in celebrating 35 years of independence. Yes and no. As a member of parliament that has been in parliament since 2000, and I draw my conclusion that the yes is that at least there are favorable, you know, laws that has been enacted in parliament in order to accommodate women. Primarily, you start with the new constitution, which has put in place the accommodation of the PR 60 women. But I think we also demand that it's a short-term measure, because, you know, it is only for 10 years. After the 10 years, these women are supposed to, you know, go and battle it out with men in the communities or in the constituencies within their political parties. You know how rough and tough election is, especially the primary elections where you have violence, use of resources, you know, the power struggle within the political parties. Mm-hmm. When men want power, they really are not ashamed of using anything else, including women themselves fighting themselves. That's number one. Number two is the laws that have been put in place in terms of women's contribution. Mm-hmm. You can talk of the Social Offences Act, the Domestic Violence Act. Those are laws that have been enacted so that they protect women in terms of their well-being. But you would find that marvelous. We haven't said all this, that the Constitution, the African Union Charter, you know, the standard protocol mm-hmm. on gender, all these aspects. You will find that at the end of the day, why did we then advocate for the accommodation of 60 women as proportional representation? It meant that all these, the standard protocol has been there, the African Union Charter has been there on the participation of women in decision-making. But nobody paid an ear in terms of implementation. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it means that the efforts that have been put in place has not been working, because at the helm of all political parties, at the helm of all the structures of political parties, you will find men are the majority. Those are the key stakeholders in terms of holding high political offices. When it comes to selection, you will find that you will not have a woman actually signing a form in agreement of having a woman to participate in an election or in any capacity.
Thank you, Honorable. I may have to inject there because this seems to be a very popular program today, but I will keep you on the lines as we migrate to our internet. We will be streaming live on www.voazimbabwe.com. So please go and join us. But please stay on the line for all our guests and stay tuned. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Mina Praxedis Jeremiah. Sisivalisana labalaleli bethu abakuradio kodwa-ke licabange ukubana likhumbule ukubana siyaqhubeka ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.